On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
The 5 Live World Cup Daily.
Welcome to the World Cup Daily. I'm Vassos Alexander and I'm currently in Johannesburg along with thousands of fans from around the world. And there's certainly a carnival atmosphere in the air. Coming up, Nicky Campbell speaks to England legend Gary Lineker about Wayne Rooney's temperament.
I think he gets frustrated when things are going badly.
We bump into Archbishop Desmond Tutu as he takes a morning stroll.
How excited are you about today?
And the man who claims to be the inventor of the now infamous vuvuzela tells us the golden rules of playing the instrument.
Don't blow to somebody's ears. Truly, it's bad.
World Cup winning ritual.
Hello, I'm Justin Lee Collins, and my World Cup winning ritual is, if England score, I will open up a fresh jar of salsa verde dip, regardless of where I am in the previous jar, you know, because there could be like well over half a jar remaining. I don't care. If we score, fresh jar.
Justin Lee Collins with his World Cup ritual. Now, football may be the international language, but what happens when you find yourself in the pub next to a fan from the other side of the world and you want to discuss that controversial decision the refs just made? Well, every day, our language guru, that's me, we'll be bringing you a phrase from one of the 32 competing nations. So listen carefully. You never know when this may come in handy.
Phrases of the world! With Vassos Alexander.
I've just got back from working on a farm in Argentina. I call up the farmer and say, Todavía estamos esperando a que se liquide a la cuenta.
And you'll find out what I was saying later in the programme. Now, Nicky and I are following the route and fortunes of England during the World Cup, so we found ourselves speaking to Gary Lineker and asked him to describe just what it means to play in a World Cup and if he thinks Wayne Rooney will be able to keep his cool.
First of all, what's it like scoring a goal at the World Cup? Do you have a special feeling? I've just scored a goal in the World Cup finals.
Well, I think it is quite special, that's for sure. I suppose for England supporters or supporters of any nation, really, it's, you know, when your team's playing, it means so much. And I think everybody gets extra excited when it's a World Cup and it's your team playing. But I suppose as a player and scoring it yourself, it's probably tenfold the excitement. It's like an explosion of different emotions, of joy, of relief, of excitement, all sorts of things.
Have you got it at home, ready at hand, you know, on the shelf above the telly to watch? Do you watch it a lot?
Well, it's funny, actually, because not at all, but I did see that Night in Turin, that sort of movie that was shown, and the other night, and I watched it with my kids, and it was really quite strange that they weren't born at the time, and they had no memory of it. You know, I've got an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a couple of other teenagers. And they're all asking questions like, when we're playing Belgium, so did you win this game? And, well, yeah, there was a late goal. And then against the Cameroon, I had the two penalties. And each time they were saying, well, did you score? And I'm thinking, there's no idea. I mean, these are my kids. So even the Germany game, they said, so did you win the shootout? I went, oh, come on. Do you think I might have mentioned the fact that we wouldn't win the World Cup? Extraordinary.
I know,
teenagers, Nicky, teenagers.
Oh, I'm just on the verge of it myself. Not myself, becoming a
well,
teenager.
Well, no, clearly. You know.
Listen, oh, thank you. The game against America is fascinating. Now, I bumped into an American fan. He was classic. He had a friend called Hank. These were his thoughts.
U.S.-England rivalry has pretty much been a steady string of U.S. victories dating back to 1776. We're not really into tea or crumpets or anything like that. We're into winning, and we do it in every other sport, and it's well time that we start doing it a little bit more in soccer.
So what do you think of the English football team?
I think they're overrated. I mean, I don't think they have much of a shot of winning at all. I mean, they'll probably make it to the quarterfinals, but that's usually where they flame out. I mean, just go through the results of the past, 50 years, dating back to 1966. I mean, that was a good year, but what have you all done since then? Nothing.
Does he have a point, Gary?
Well, he has something of a point. Having said that, the USA haven't done particularly well in it either, by comparison. So he can't blow his vuvuzela too hard, can he?
No.
Those incessant things. Don't you love those things?
Oh, we've been talking about them, yes. They have a charm, but it's a charm that quickly fades. Gary, there's that iconic, we can all remember it now, we can all picture it in our mind, where you're Paul Gascoigne's been sent off, and you're kind of managing his temperament, very kindly doing a sort of the brotherly thing on the field. We can all see it now.
Even my kids had seen that one before.
Yeah. Is Wayne Rooney a guy who may well need his temperament managed?
Well, I think it's hard to manage the temperaments of people, and if you've got a sort of short fuse, it's hard to control that, really, as it was with Paul Gascoigne. But yes, he's fiery, but I think he's more mature than he used to be. I think he gets frustrated when things are going badly, and he's fine when the team's playing well and he's playing well, but when things are going badly, then that's when he probably needs reining in. But I'm sure, having suffered the experience he suffered 4 years ago, where he got sent off against Portugal, that it'll be in his mind, and he'll be in reasonable control, I hope.
Half-time show team talk.
Come on, we need to do more. We can all do more. We might not be there, but it doesn't matter. In spirit, we are there. We are there. Together. We're in this together. We can all do more. Crack open another beer and a bag of Doritos. And let's get messy. Let's get messy.
The 5 Live World Cup Daily.
And I hope that team talk has got you pumped for the second half of the programme. Johannesburg's biggest township, Soweto, is home to one of South Africa's most influential figures, Desmond Tutu. And 5 Live's Chris Warburton managed to bump into him whilst he was on his morning stroll and asked him what the World Cup means to South Africa.
BBC Radio 5 Live, how excited are you about today?
Yippee! It's just a fantastic moment in the life of our country. I mean, something that is quite unbelievable. It's a dreamlike quality. It's fantastic. The world has come to us, and we say to the world, welcome back home. You belong to Africa, the cradle of humankind. Come back, all you Africans!
We know how important the Rugby World Cup in 1995 was. How much more important is this Football World Cup for South Africa?
Just look at people who went out to greet the team. Nearly 200,000 in Sandton and all over the country. I mean, it's just amazing. Long before even one shot has been kicked, so that it's many times more than that World Cup, I think. I mean, the Rugby World Cup, soccer is soccer.
And now, Stuart Hall's pub survival fact.
Alf Ramsey only allowed his England players to sunbathe for 10 minutes during the 1970 World Cup. After 5 minutes, a whistle would blow, so the players would turn over.
Last orders at the bar, please.
The 5 Live World Cup Daily.
Stuart Hall with his pub survival facts, so you can pull that out when you're watching the game and want to impress your mates with your worldly knowledge. We'll be bringing you one of those every day throughout the World Cup. You can also follow BBC 5 Live on Twitter and tweet us your own World Cup facts. But it's not just about the 11 players on the pitch out here in South Africa, it's also about the 12th man. And that 12th man comes in the shape of the Vuvuzela. We were fortunate, if that's the word, to meet the man who claims to have invented the Vuvuzela, Saddam Marke, South Africa's number one fan. He described to us what you have to wear if you want to be a true Bafana Bafana fan, and those all-important golden rules of the Vuvuzela.
I'm Saddam Marke, soccer slave of South Africa. I'm the biggest fan supporter of South Africa. What I'm wearing is my yellow turkey, my tracksuit, my top, my tie, and then I've got a FIFA belt on it, and then I've got my goggles that everybody knows me. I've got a toupee yellow, and I've got the green one, and then because our colour jersey is green and yellow. And then I've got my Karapa helmet. It's got all the 2010 FIFA World Cup. and the flag with the players. The players number 12 on my head. Why number 12? Because supporters are number 12 as a player to boost and make a game possible. I was crying tears of joy. Why so many people happy with the Vuvuzela? That means my idea was good. This is the rules of blowing Vuvuzela. We have to teach you to Vuvuzela. Don't blow to somebody's ears. Truly, it's bad. Don't blow next to the 2-year-old son or baby. It's dangerous. Don't blow when we are doing a national anthem at the stadium. When we finish, 90 minutes, beyond 90 minutes, blow Vuvuzela. Long live and viva Vuvuzela is the best. You are listening to the World Cup Daily.
Well, I hope your ears recover soon. A former Manchester United defender, Quentin Fortune, told me how the Vuvuzela will shape the tournament.
People are absolutely going mad. The Vuvuzelas, the whole... I guarantee you from tonight till tomorrow to the game, for the whole tournament, you're going to hear Vuvuzelas. We're going to get behind the team. Hopefully, it will intimidate Mexico, but I don't think, you know, they've played in these conditions, but you know, the team have got a good chance tomorrow. They're going to enjoy it, and hopefully they'll do a good job.
It's a sound that grows on you, the Vuvuzela, isn't it? You first hear it, you think, my goodness me, what's that? It sounds like, ugh. But actually, you see these kids with these plastic trumpets, they're loving it. It's almost a sort of the manifestation of the pride of a nation in a musical instrument.
Yeah, it's who we are, it's what we do. And, you know, I said to some guys the other day, in England they sing, and it's beautiful. People in England, they sing songs for the players and the fans, and sing for the team. In South Africa, we use the Vuvuzela, and that's our way of communicating to the players and showing who we are. So you'll see a lot of that through the tournament.
It's now time for the crystal ball. Let us peer into the future with Mystic Ken.
I'm looking into my mystic ball, and I can see that young Wayne Rooney may score an own goal, but he will cancel that out, and not only that, he will score another 4 for us, so don't worry.
Mystic Ken, and he'll be popping up again with more weird and wonderful predictions throughout the tournament. So that brings this episode of the World Cup Daily to a close. Don't forget to visit bbc.co.uk/5live to take part in the World Cup Shootout Quiz. Watch videos from the tournament, download more podcasts, and see our commentary schedule. Before we go then, here's the answer to today's phrase of the world. Goodbye. Today's World Cup Daily phrase was brought to you from Argentina. And the phrase was,
todavía estamos esperando a que se liquide a la cuenta.
We are still waiting for the invoice to be settled. And now you know one of the answers to 5Live's World Cup Shootout Quiz. Visit bbc.co.uk/5Live to play. Go on, challenge your mates.
Thanks for taking the time to download this BBC Radio 5 Live podcast. To find other programmes you might be interested in, click bbc.co.uk/5live, where you'll also find our terms of use.